Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the big show today, Ms. Pat in the studio, plus a call from Floyd right after this from Bob and Tom Television.
New on Bob and Tom Television. They were sent by a higher power. They were sent to promote devotion. They were sent to achieve justice. And they were sent to bring down retribution on deserving earthbound souls.
Your life choices have been disturbing at best. They are choices that God wishes you had not made.
That's right, Mr. Trump. You're hanging the people upstairs.
Don't give me that crap. I'm Donald Trump. I'm rich. I'm popular. I have a gold telephone. I own casinos. I am the star of my own reality TV show. And I have great hair.
But, Mr. Trump...
Leave me alone, because you're fired.
Oh, Lord, Mr. Trump, I know that ain't hurt.
Bob and Tom Television presents Touched by an Anvil. Touched by an Anvil. Coming this week to Bob and Tom Television.
Are you Martha Stewart?
Why, yes I am. Why do you want to know?
Touched by an Anvil tonight at 9. Right after Everybody Loves a Plague of Locusts and an all-new Circus of Queers.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The ladies in the room include Christy Lee looking like she's in the Beverly Hillbillies. That Ellie Mae Clampett look. Very sexy.
Should have worn my rope belt.
Oh, that'd be even better. There's Ms. Pat rocking the Superman logo there. Superwoman in your case.
And my Super Bowl champion hat.
Atlanta Falcons hat, which is
some parallel universe, possibly.
Yes. Yeah.
Almost this happened.
Year, Jessica yeah. Alsman has joined us in the studio as well, so we have some lovely ladies here. Ms. Pat, big television adventures on the way. Look for the Ms. Pat show sometime soon. In the meantime, she's on the show called Star. Also, you just filmed a video with Snoop.
Yes.
Did you get a you're not a drug user, but did you get the so-called contact high?
I did get the contact high. You couldn't help but get it. And it was naked women everywhere.
What?
Yes. I was like, oh my God, all you saw was bald head, everything. I felt bad because I hadn't shaved that day. Yeah.
They're bald-headed, naked women?
Huh. Bald-head in other places, Tom.
You know what she's saying.
Not bald-headed, but bald.
I thought you said Baldwin. Oh, you mean, oh, really?
Muffles.
Yes. And they were just standing there letting people walk in and out the room. I'm like, what is wrong with you, young girl? That was just everywhere. I mean,
this is exactly how I always hoped a Snoop video shoot would be.
Yeah. It was everywhere. I mean, and it was you know, my daughter, Gay, right? She had a field day.
Oh,
she was like, don't tell them to put on their clothes. I was like, Jesus, young girl, these men just in and out the room. And I was like, oh, we just trying on dresses. I felt really, when I got undressed, everybody cleared the room. Not because I asked them to, they just
That's not nice.
My spank come with a lot of holes in them for pulling them up with my.
So what is your part? What is your role in the Snoop Dogg video?
I'm a madam.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a madam. I got the women. I'm a madam.
So all the naked girls are your girls.
They're my girls.
It's a Harlem Nights homage, the Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor movie.
Yeah.
And you play the Della Reese role.
Yeah, and I go tell Snoop that my girls are fresher than the produce at the grocery store. And disease-free, because that's very important.
Oh, sure.
Because gonorrhea burn like a fire torch.
I've heard that.
I have that T-shirt. Yeah. Gonorrhea burn like a fire.
It do.
Torch.
I had it. It's not easy. It's like a firecracker in your hand.
It do. Ooh. It do indeed.
Yeah, it's 4th of July yeah, all the time.
Right. Gonorrhea like the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyone got any topics we can go on?
I'm just saying.
It's a nice public service announcement.
Yeah. Never been more uncomfortable.
You think you're uncomfortable? Wait till you get gonorrhea.
Oh, nobody catches gonorrhea anymore.
No, it's huge. It's a giant epidemic. Big. It's
it back. Is. It came back.
Oh, yeah.
It's like old bell bottoms. It's making its comeback.
That and syphilis, yeah, they're back with a vengeance.
Well, I didn't do syphilis, but okay.
What do you mean? You?
I didn't catch syphilis. I just had crabs, gonorrhea, and fleas.
Crab,
well, that isn't that a song that Dean did with Floyd once?
No, that's a combo with no toy.
Yeah. Crab's gonorrhea and fleas. It's a combo with no toy, says Miss Pat.
My baby daddy gave it to me.
Oh, my.
Which one did he give you?
All three.
How do you spell gonorrhea?
I have no idea.
G-N-O.
G-N. No, it's G-O-N.
G-O-N. Gonorrhea.
Hot.
R-A-T-A.
H-O-T.
You think the fleas and the crabs would fight? You think they're territorial?
Is a flea bigger than a crab? Or a
well,
crab
both of them bite,
okay.
So they probably would.
Here we go. I knew we had this. There's something called super gonorrhea out there.
No, I didn't have super gonorrhea. I just had the downgraded.
Yeah. You had the
just
American
the
version.
I didn't have the floor.
Hear that, chick?
I just had the storm before it turned into the storm.
Super gonorrhea.
I think I'll have the soup.
According to Dr. Brendan Murphy, the super gonorrhea has been found in Southeast Asia, and it's migrating to other places.
So, well, I'm not Southeast Asian.
Well, no, but I mean,
some people travel to Thailand.
Yeah, so it's, you got to be careful. It's
you just get it in the air?
No, I don't think it's airborne.
It's a sexually transmitted disease, except super gonorrhea obviously wears a cape and fights crime.
That's right.
Yeah, you want to. Well, you don't want to get there. Yeah,
it fights antibiotics is what it fights.
The other... the other one, their numbers are going way up, especially among the elderly.
Elderly?
Yeah.
The nursing home putting it down. My son used to work in a nursing home, and he said they stayed on top of each other.
What do you mean stayed on top of each other?
There was a lot of sexual activity.
Yeah. A lot of sexual activity.
Mm. Yeah. Good for them. And
well,
they
were mostly just rubbing up against each other.
So what?
But not with Viagra and Cialis and the other stuff.
Do that really work?
You know, it's happening. I mean, it's not even clap anymore. It's like a round of applause. There's so much of it going on.
Well,
does clap, is that
the
specific?
Clap is gone crabs.
I don't think anyone says, I don't hear the clap anymore.
Isn't that clap? Gonorrhea?
The word is clap.
Which one's the drip?
Oh, that's gonorrhea too. I think. They just keep renaming it as a century.
Isn't it gonorrhea 2.0? Is that the new digital gonorrhea?
The clap is gonorrhea.
And why do they call it that?
Because you clap, you holler when you pee.
You do?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. It burns.
Oh, God, I hope that's true. That makes so much sense.
You it burns really bad.
Why would you clap?
To cover up the noise or the screaming?
Makes no sense to me.
No, it makes sense to me, but that's...
Well, the best way to find out is catch it and see if you clap.
No, thanks.
Is to catch it and see if you clap.
I'm not going to clap.
Thank you, Ms.
Nobody
Pat.
Claps when they have gonorrhea.
Mind your business.
Well, on that note, let's move on. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
Light story. Over 500 Spider-Man fans dressed as the superhero set the record for what else? The largest gathering of people dressed as Spider-Man.
Probably not a lot of clap there because they're all virgins.
A total of 547 people gathered in one room at Comic-Con Stockholm for the successful attempt. Oh. Marvel and Sony organized the world record attempt to promote the recently released PlayStation 4 game, Spider-Man.
I went to Stockholm once. Man, I did not want to leave.
Really? Liked it?
Yeah. Couldn't shake it off.
No. Yeah, I loved everybody.
They call that the
Stockholm
syndrome.
Oh, wow. That was a,
that's what he was going for.
Your arm hurt?
Yeah. One direction.
So. I'm getting this now.
I think it was a very nice effort.
Mm-hmm. You have the
effort. Thank you.
I thought this story might be appealing. Do you like to eat lobster, Pat? You ever had the lobster?
You know? Oh, you
yeah. You going to take me?
Here we go.
Well, this is an interesting new thing. There was some country banned boiling lobsters last year, I think.
Why?
Yeah. Live lobsters.
Yeah, yeah. So
why is abuse?
Because it's abuse. Yeah, they're
how? They can't talk.
They still feel.
Yeah.
But we don't know what they're saying.
Isn't there? You can hear them.
They might like it. Is that what you're telling me?
You can hear them screaming, right?
Yes, but they say the screaming is just air escaping from the shell.
Yeah.
But that's still a sign of something painful.
Yeah.
The fact that the mud vein is emptying in Morse code and going, help.
Well, a restaurant in Maine gets its lobsters high on marijuana before killing them.
Does it?
Help them relax?
Isn't this just a way for Lenny in the back
yes.
to get stoned while he's...
Yes, if you've ever worked at a restaurant.
Owner Charlotte Gill...
Fish.
Said the idea was born out of trying to kill the lobster as humanely as possible.
Isn't this going to jack up the price if you've got to buy an ounce of weed and lobster at the same time?
How do you get a lobster high? You shotgun it?
Here.
I guess. Is that
Gill
what they do?
Performed an experiment wherein she placed a lobster in a box that she then filled with marijuana smoke.
Hot box.
Or, as she says, which resulted in the animal no longer using its claws as weapons.
Do you think of something I don't know is getting bald?
What she said was boiled.
Okay, because I heard bald.
I know you all heard bald, but she meant boiled.
And by bald, you don't mean intercourse, you mean no hair, right?
I mean hot water.
Like Janis Joplin, let's go ball.
She does not believe the process infuses the lobster meat with THC, but she still intends to expose the meat to 420 degrees since THC breaks down by 392 degrees.
How can this be legal?
While she continues to kill and serve lobsters the traditional way, Gill now offers patrons the option to have the crustacean sedated before it is steamed and served.
Really? Dumb.
Is there any of the THC that transfers?
She claims
no. She says
no. She said no.
There's no way this can be legal if you're serving it to a minor.
And Tom, Switzerland is the country that decided to ban the boiling of live lobsters, citing studies that suggest the animals feel pain. New Zealand,
Switzerland, who
did that
stood
in 1999.
By while the Nazis marched all over Europe. Yeah, and the Swiss, yeah, they're the ones to.
And who cares?
More cocoa.
That's just like if you hit an opossum and you get out and feel sorry for it.
I do feel sorry. I swear for possums. I swear for coons, raccoons, squirrels.
Not me. The geese and I have an agreement.
I don't stop.
I don't speed up. But I don't slow down either.
That's ridiculous.
And I don't
You have to slow down.
No.
You have to stop. You have to stop.
Thank you. You have to stop.
You know, I got out one time and threw bottles at them because I had to use the bathroom. I had just moved here, so I've never seen geese like this before. And they was in the street, and it was like two lines of them. I'm like, get out the street. I got to pee. So I just started throwing bottles, and the lady behind me called the police on me.
Well,
with all the video equipment we have at our disposal, no one had a video of her throwing bottles at geese.
I didn't know, but I don't do it anymore. I just honk my horn because, I mean, I was like, either I hit you or I peel myself, and I'm too old for that.
Well, now, I just don't understand why they don't fly over the streets.
They're
have
stubborn.
Wings.
They're so stubborn.
They're lazy.
God, they're funny. They don't care.
Oh, you want us to move? Nah.
How about the man who geese beat up his kid and he ended up in jail?
What?
Remember the geese beat up the man kid about 6 months ago?
Oh,
and the man went out there to beat the geese up and knocked the daddy up. I'm not lying. They locked the man up for punching the geese.
Oh, my.
So, could we get back to this
I
lady
see a guy
getting,
going
getting
out
the lobster
pushing
high.
The geese in his chest. What's up?
So, the lady's getting the lobsters high before cooking them.
Yes.
That is bizarre. So, if they're in the big tank and she just is infusing the water with marijuana smoke?
No. She takes them out, puts them in a box, and then puts
smoke
in the box, shotguns the box.
Yeah, I think I'm with Chick on this. This is so the chef has an excuse. I got to fire up another one.
Yeah.
Recreational marijuana is legal in Maine now, though, isn't it? I think. I'm pretty sure that's
everywhere.
One of the states.
I don't think it's really illegal anywhere, is it?
Is it legal here?
Here.
It's illegal lots of spots, yeah. We have another interesting thing. Did you see the horseshoe crab story?
Speaking of.
What is it? Crustacean Wednesday? Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Floyd.
I've enjoyed your horseshoe program.
Good.
You just started that.
I don't play as much as I used to, kind of my back being in the shape that it is.
Yeah.
Slinging those damn things of candy. put it down the whack on occasion. I believe I heard a debate about the clap being gone and on the red.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be Simplex 10, you know.
Sure. 10?
Well, that's why I always leave the dome light on, you know, on the count of five. Found time to exercise. I had an old boy who used to drive with us for years, and he was just like me. He was fond of lot lizards, too, you know. But boy, he caught a medley of STDs one time on account he didn't leave the dome light on.
Medley?
They went to go about it doing dog fashion, and not to say she was blistered, but he thought she was just playing with bubble wrap.
Thank
boy,
you,
that Powerball's way up there again.
It sure is, yeah. Maybe buy a few.
Good tip.
Yeah.
Good night.
Okay, so. I've been researching why it's called the clap.
Why?
They're not completely sure, but there are many theories. One of them believe that it stems from a proposed treatment during medieval times where you would clap or slam the penis between two hands.
Oh.
Jesus.
Or a hard surface. to get rid of the discharge and thus the infection itself.
What the? Tom, let me medieval you.
That's okay. Well,
it was the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
Maybe
we should get back to the lobster.
Yes.
Getting the lobsters high before eating them. That is so ridiculous. That can't be legal. I just can't imagine how that would be legal.
Well, she's claiming nothing. It doesn't really affect the. All it does is get them high without transferring any of the THC.
Yeah, the THC does not get into the lobster meat.
Okay.
I bet it tastes good if it did.
You know, Tom found this book that we seem to keep going back to called The Second Book of General Ignorance by John Lloyd and John Mitchinson. Uh-huh. Fact.
All right.
The horseshoe crab has saved more lives than any other animal.
Okay.
Do you want to guess why?
Mm-mm.
There's some sort of fluid from the crab that is some sort of vaccine.
You're close enough there.
An extract from its blood, limulus amebocyte lysate, or LAL, is used to test drugs, vaccines, and medical devices to ensure they are not contaminated.
Okay.
There you go.
They are then released back into the wild, and their blood sells for $15,000 a quart.
Wow.
Isn't that nice to know?
We don't eat horseshoe crabs.
So there are horseshoe crabs in some sort of blood donation station with little needles in their claws.
They pull up a little.
And they take the blood
mobile.
Out and then they return them to the wild.
Well, they give them some cookies and orange juice.
I find that very hard to believe.
That's what this says.
You've never seen a little horseshoe crab with a sticker on its chest that says,
I get it.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Horseshoe crabs are also not crabs or crustaceans. Did you know that?
They are a fly family.
Ticks and scorpions, Chick, you're very close.
No kidding.
Spiders, arachnids, yes.
How big are they?
Horseshoe crabs can be...
Big as your head.
They're big. They're the ones that look like...
A horseshoe.
That's the one to be climbing up the side of the buildings?
Is that Sebastian on Little Mermaid?
No. I don't think he's a horseshoe. Is he a horseshoe?
I don't know.
I thought horseshoes had the shell.
He's red.
Really hard shell, and they're...
Under the sea.
But you don't eat them.
They look like this.
But you don't eat them, right?
I don't know if you
can
or not.
They look really, I can't turn my monitor, but they look really old, like they were from the dinosaur age.
But you don't eat them.
No, we simply don't know. I don't know if we eat them.
Have you ever lapped up any crabs?
Yeah.
Tom!
Sorry.
Yeah. What's the worst part of eating crabs, Chick?
Get the legs apart.
Oh, boy.
So forth.
Okay. But they're used for precision testing.
Did you know their blood is blue?
I did not know their
There's
blood.
There's another fact for you.
Rich, our blood is blue.
They have several places on
Our blood
Long
is
Island.
Blue until it's oxygenated.
Until it hits oxygen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've learned a lot there. This is kind of our little medical hunk.
Boy, y'all working my GED out today. Big words.
Just remember.
We're not done.
When you're waiting for your turn and your groin starts to burn, gonorrhea.
I never heard that song.
When you're sliding into home and your pants are full of foam, diarrhea.
It's a variation on one of the classics.
Oh.
It's a medley.
When you're driving in your Chevy and your pants are feeling heavy.
When you're in the sun and you don't burn, you're black.
All right.
Well, let's see. That A makes no sense. B doesn't rhyme. And C has an uncomfortable racial
component. Yes, not everyone could sing that song.
Wasn't there a story, I thought, like a couple last week or week before, that they're trying to get African-Americans to wear sunscreen?
Of course.
I went to a track meet and everything peeled one time, and I went to the doctor, and I was like, my face is cracking. And he was like, ma'am, you got sunburn. I'm like, we don't burn. He's like, yes, you do.
Yeah. There we go. Now this has turned into our public service hour.
Well, we have more scientific news coming up, including cloning.
Cloning.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did they catch that kangaroo yet in Mississippi?
I don't know.
What happened with that guy?
He got out.
Wasn't it just jumping over the fence?
Yeah. They call them joeys, which still freaks me out.
Young kangaroos.
Who was surprised the kangaroo
That's what we were talking about, yeah.
It's a Simpson County,
Simpson,
Mississippi.
Is it? Yeah. Simpson.
Where's that? Yeah. Sector G. Hey?
A young marsupial bolted over the fence. The family is the Shute family. That's what their name is.
Yes.
It's the Shute family. They bought the kangaroo named Ricky. I didn't know you could buy a kangaroo. They bought him in an online auction. They brought him home, and he escaped immediately.
Yeah, minutes after arriving. 10-month-old.
Wow. So, I don't know.
Ricky's been sighted several times, including once by a woman who initially reported seeing a deer with short front legs.
Well, that's just lame.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.